This is Morning Edition on WSHU Public Radio. I'm Tom Kuser. A Quinnipiac University poll released this week finds that Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy's approval rating has hit a new low. It finds that only 24% of registered voters approve of how Malloy is handling his job, while 68% disapprove. WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udama has been looking at the details of the Quinnipiac poll, and he joins us now. Ebong, Malloy's 24% approval rating is a drop from his prior lowest rating. That was 32% back in October. Could you put this in historical perspective? Has any other governor in Connecticut ever had an approval rating of 24%?
Only one other governor, and that was John Rowland, the Republican governor. He had a 24% approval rating on the Quinnipiac poll just before he resigned from office and pleaded guilty to federal corruption charges.
What's responsible for Malloy's low approval?
It's the economy. That's what Pew poll director Doug Schwartz says.
Pretty much as Connecticut's voters feel that the state's economy has gone down the drain, they've sent Governor Malloy's job approval down that same drain.
And that's it? It's just the economy, nothing else?
I think there's more, because you have to realize that Malloy won his first election by less than 6,000 votes. And his re-election, he won by a little over 23,000 votes. So he's never had much more than 50% support in Connecticut. Here's Doug Schwartz again.
When the governor first took office 5.5 years ago, and people didn't want to see higher taxes, but they got higher taxes, and immediately they were very unhappy. And right off the bat, we said, wow, Governor Malloy's job approval rating is below 50%. He starts out without much of a honeymoon.
Then it's been an uphill battle for Governor Malloy ever since he's taken office. Why is that?
Because Malloy came in and he had to deal with a huge budget deficit. That's why he came up with higher taxes. And the higher taxes were supposed to remedy the situation. But every subsequent year, we've had more deficits. We've not been able to get out of the deficit hole since Malloy took office.
Is there any way he can turn around this slide toward lower and lower approval ratings?
If the economy turns around, if the perception of the economy turns around. And there's an irony here, and Doug Schwartz brought this up, because he said when they poll people on their personal finances, they feel a lot better than when they think about the state's finances. And that is what has been weighing down his approval numbers. Here's what Schwartz said.
When you ask people about their own personal situation, how satisfied they were with their own personal financial situation here in Connecticut, one of the wealthiest states in the country, a majority did say they were satisfied. And if you ask them about how they feel about their own future a year from now, their own personal financial future, there were more people saying that they were optimistic than they were pessimistic. So those were two positive signs amidst many more negative signs in this poll.
Interesting. So people feel good about their own personal situations, but they give him a low rating. They give the governor a low rating, a negative rating, because of the problems in Hartford on Capitol Avenue, the deficits.
Yes, the deficits. And those have been the headlines. Those have been the headlines that we've seen from Hartford ever since Malloy took office.
The governor's not up for re-election this year. Did the poll look at all at respondents' opinions about the legislature, about the General Assembly? The General Assembly is intimately involved in crafting a budget, which, as you pointed out, has been in deficit for years now.
Yes, and the members of the General Assembly are up for re-election this year. And the poll found that they are at 24% approval. That is probably responsible for why we've seen so many Democrats and some Republicans decide to not seek re-election this year.
Ebong, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
WSHU's senior political reporter, Ebong Udama.